This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com, trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Joining me once again from the confines of the beautiful palatial offices of the TruthAboutGuns.com is Editor-in-Chief Dan Zimmerman. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon to you, sir. Thanks for having me.
I always love to have people that have like a palatial office.
We have a super secret above ground bunker.
I understand. Those are the hardest targets because
always
it's out there in the middle and you're looking for something that you can't find. And it's right there.
Exactly.
Anyway. Let's kick this off just because this is a raw spot with me. This is a scab that will never heal over. After 20 years of sending military people into what, you know, in certain cases because of rules of engagement and everything, turned out to be a nearly impossible tasking, and I don't know how many people have died as a result of this. Afghanistan has fallen apart.
And it fell apart pretty precipitously, didn't it?
Yeah. And, I mean, this was a policy begun under Obama, which was a measured pullout. Trump did a measured pullout, but that what they were doing was they were allowing special operations to operate, which that kind of a war was always a special operations war anyway. And now Kandahar has fallen, Kabul has fallen. They're in the palace. The president of Afghanistan has run. And John Stokes, who I have on here frequently as a collaborator for All Things Online, He makes a very measured thing. I've used Afghanistan many times as an example, but I mean, when you think about Afghanistan, you think about what I think about is when we invaded Afghanistan 20 years ago, there was about 30,000-35,000 hardcore Taliban. They could count how many teeth they had with one hand. They'd never seen a toilet, and they'd never lived in anything other than a cave for the most part, right? They had learned how to take three guns and make one functioning gun. It would not be the three same guns. They had genius gunsmiths working for them that taught themselves how to do it. When they would capture Soviet helicopters, they would teach themselves how to fly them. So, after all of that, and we go in there and we're supposed to be the most powerful military. We could not stop. We still did not conquer them. And he makes this point, doesn't he?
He does, and he puts the lie to Joe Biden's laughable talking point from a few weeks ago, saying that anybody wants to hang on to their AR-15s because they think they're going to go up against the mighty U.S. military apparently forgets that the U.S. military has F-15s and nukes. Well, a lot of good any of that did in Afghanistan. What John says here, of course, is that anytime anyone anywhere suggests that Americans surrender their AR-15 because the U.S. military is so all-powerful that it can't be opposed by irregulars with small arms, Kabul will be invoked to counter that suggestion, as well it should. The Taliban in Afghanistan and to a certain extent, the Vietnamese before that, but even a couple of generations ago, demonstrated that you don't have to be a nuclear power to defeat the U.S. military, especially when the U.S. military is confused as to its purpose, its mission.
Yeah.
Is it occupied in defeating the enemy, or is it occupied in nation building? One of which it's extremely well equipped and trained to do. The other, it isn't at all. And we saw the result of this utter disaster and lack of planning over the weekend. It happened awfully quickly. And it happened right after all the smartest people in Washington, D.C. said, oh, gosh, now we've spent 20 years training, equipping, kitting out the Afghan army. There's no way they're going to just collapse and the Taliban take over. And they did it in about 48 hours.
Well, I mean, this is the thing. The common Afghan soldier had confidence in their American counterparts.
They had us there to back them up.
Right.
Exactly.
They did not have confidence in their own chain of command. Because if you look at these airports of who's running, most of them are military-age males that are trying to climb on, trying to climb into the airplane through the landing gear hole. So, I mean, they're not inspired. They're not led. They were led by special forces and by American leaders and everything. But, I mean, most of the operations that occurred in Afghanistan, for the most part, we never had big troop movements after a certain time. You would have four or five advisors from a component mixed in with the Afghan indigs, and they would be leading them out there, and they would be fighting with them. And those guys, those Afghani soldiers with their American leaders, they were there doing all the stuff, trying to make the other guy die for his country and everything. They were great. But when they lost that, when that got pulled out, that's why we haven't had a lot of troops out there. We've never had to have a lot of troops out there. Because
no.
they've been using the Special Forces A-team sort of setup.
No, and it isn't a lack of equipment either, because what the Taliban are now in control of are fighter planes, helicopter gunships,
goodness gracious,
tanks.
They've got 166 Blackhawks.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
So it wasn't that the Afghan military couldn't respond, but they chose not to. They just threw down their weapons and did a French army and went the other way. they just decided that wasn't it. I think they reverted to their old allegiances, which is not to any central government, but to their tribes.
Right.
They saw the central government as hopelessly inept and corrupt, which I'm sure it probably is. They said, no, I'm not hanging around for this. I'm out of here. And you see the results, and we've seen video of it. Scenes that look exactly like they did in Saigon in 1975 playing out. You see people dropping off the landing gear of American planes from hundreds of feet as they take off, falling off to their deaths. So today, it's been a real achievement. And the thing is, it's not as though we didn't know that we were leaving. It's that whoever's in charge has been spending more time on diversity and critical race theory and making sure that the military is inclusive than they were on planning for this withdrawal and making sure that the people who were there who helped us for all these years were protected and exfiltrated, doing some minimal amount of protection to see if they can...
Hang on.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Hang on for a moment. We're coming up on the break. We'll finish this when we get back on the other side. This is straight off of the pages of thetruthaboutguns.com with Dan Zimmerman. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Spike Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spike's Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spike's Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Traders, listen up. As life in America starts to return to normal, are you looking for the best trading opportunities? With the current real estate market, the rise of crypto, and the volatility of tech stocks, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how our technology analyzes over 1 million data points per day. Text the word money to 813-813 so you can learn how to predict market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Whether you're trading stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to find out how to maximize your gains. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how to use the volatility to your advantage. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813 now.
By texting in, you consent to receive calls, voice, and text messages using automated technology regarding offers by or on behalf of Vantage Point.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're speaking with Dan Zimmerman from the TruthAboutGuns.com. Let's go to Dateline New York. Now all the community leaders, they're doing the about face, and instead of less police, now they want more. Tell me about this.
Yeah, it's incredibly predictable, amazingly sad, and it never ceases to amaze me how many times we have to relearn the same lessons over and over again, and how expensive that is, both in money and in lives. But last year, after George Floyd, New York's great mayor, Bill de Blasio, made quite a show of defunding the NYPD to the tune of $1 billion out of their, I think at the time, was an $11 billion budget. Part of what he did was to dismantle what they called their anti-crime unit, which is a group of plainclothes cops who would patrol high crime areas, the subways, things like that. They also, I believe, were responsible years ago for carrying out a lot of the stop and frisk checks that they used to do in New York, which were arguably problematic in terms of civil rights. Some people said that they profiled certain people. But they also kept the crime rate down in New York and made New York City one of the lowest crime high big cities in the world there for a long time, until, of course, Mayor de Blasio was elected and installed in office. So over the last year, what's happened in New York? Exactly what's happened in a lot of cities all around the country. Violent crime has gone up, carjackings, burglaries, rapes, assaults, and murders and shootings have all skyrocketed. Why? Fewer cops in the street. You've got zero bail policies. You've got prosecutors who won't prosecute huge chunks of the criminal code because they consider that unfair, I guess. And now a group of Harlem business people and residents are saying, you know what? This isn't working. We need more cops. So they've asked Mayor de Blasio to refund the police to a certain extent. Because what we want is, especially de Blasio with his last 4 months, because he's coming to the end of his last term, to stop playing politics. We want them to reactivate the plainclothes unit because, again, these shootings are reckless and senseless, said a local city councilman. Go figure.
Well, I mean, you know, do you think they knew that already? Don't you think they knew that already? Most of these people that were out there wanting to defund the police, there was some political bent on that.
Of course there was. We all knew that what was going to happen. Everybody knew this was going to happen. What this always was a way to shunt money away from police and to, quote-unquote, community activists. Social services, instead. In other words, and very little of that money actually reaches people who need it, that invariably that money goes to, supporters of those in charge. It's graft, log rolling, it's throwing taxpayer dollars at your political supporters. And if you don't do that, then you're called a racist. Then you're called a white supremacist. So the people who want some of that money that currently goes to law enforcement have other ways to get it if you don't oblige.
But isn't that, I mean, this is the thing about politics here, because you got two kinds of politics working. You got one side that is so intimidated by being called bad words like racists and profilers and all this other stuff, and they know what's going to happen, but in the end they just give in. And you got the other side that knows what's going to happen, and I almost have to believe they're counting on it. I mean,
I think they think it's a fair trade-off. They know that crime is going to skyrocket. They know that New York is going to move back toward the bad old days pre-Giuliani, when when Times Square was just a toilet, when it was not safe to ride the subways. They knew that that was going to happen. Bill de Blasio was going to bring all that back. And he was well along the way of doing that when George Floyd happened, and that gave him the excuse to accelerate the process even faster in his last couple of years in office. And you see what's happened here. So I think de Blasio probably thought, oh, you know what, I'll be out of office by the time this really explodes and they have to bring back a new Giuliani or somebody who's, you know, is a law and order type candidate to fight all this. After cut another bill, you know, had the excuse to cut a billion out of the NYPD budget, the whole process accelerated. And that was, again, because of the zero bail and failing to prosecute criminals to an alarming extent.
This guy that they've got coming in, do you think he'll make any difference? I mean, he's a former police captain. He's not going to be susceptible to the leftists, but he's still pretty much he's a gun grabber. He's gun rights for me, not for thee kind of guy. Do you think he's going to make any bit of a difference as far as what's going on in New York today?
You know, I don't know him well enough. He has said a lot of the right things. He said a number of the things that along the lines of what Giuliani said before he took office. Back in the old gorgeous mosaic days of rampant crime in New York City. We'll have to see if he really means that. I hope he does. He isn't any friendlier to individual gun rights or letting New Yorkers own and carry firearms, but we'll see if he's willing to refund the police and actually start prosecuting and convicting criminals again.
I guess we will. So, real quick, before we run out of time, this story coming straight off of the front page of the truthaboutguns.com. If you go look at the front page, you'll see, let's see, what do you got? You got what's new. You got gun reviews. You got gear reviews. You got guns for beginners. You got gun control, which is, unfortunately, the state of politics within the gun culture right now. We're always having to fight gun control. But this is all of those columns, all of those categories are updated daily. Nobody else does it as prolifically as thetruthaboutguns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is addressing the crisis in Afghanistan.
Our only vital national interest in Afghanistan remains today what it has always been, preventing a terrorist attack on American homeland.
Biden returning to the White House from vacation early to speak about the nation, the Taliban effectively gaining control of the capital city of Kabul after the Afghan president fled the country. President Biden continues by explaining America's mission when it comes to the two-decade-long war in Afghanistan.
Our mission in Afghanistan was never supposed to have been nation-building. It was never supposed to be creating a unified, centralized democracy.
Tropical Storm Fred is making landfall in Florida with winds of around 65 miles an hour. The storm coming on shore about 60 miles from Panama City Beach. USA Radio News. Thousands are dead and even more injured following a 7.2 earthquake that struck Haiti on Saturday.
Drones flying over are being used to determine what areas are in the greatest need. We were able to get through to Cara Buck of Mercy Corps in Port-au-Prince.
People are in agony. People are on the streets. So many families are without their homes, looking for help, looking for shelter.
She describes the hardest hit area in southwestern Haiti.
You know, high rates of poverty as well as hunger. A lot of the structures are, have mud walls, et cetera, so really sensitive to conditions, earthquake conditions.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
A new poll from Fox News shows that 59% of registered Democrats have a positive view of socialism, compared to 49% who feel the same way about capitalism. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Dan Zimmerman from the TruthAboutGuns.com. And it turns out that David Darren Chipman has gotten himself in a little bit more trouble again, as President Joe is in Delaware doing whatever he's doing, and Jen Ginger Goebbels Psaki is taking a week off as Afghanistan falls. David Chipman is still doing what he does. What did Darren get into?
Well, it's not really what he's gotten into. It's what he hasn't disclosed. And the longer this nomination process stretches out, the more is unearthed about his questionable past. Of course, he's been criticized for all kinds of comments he's made publicly and on the record about denigrating lawful gun owners. Saying that they're like a bunch of zombie apocalypse preppers and that kind of thing, and that openly advocating for a new assault weapons ban and regulating all AR-15s as under the National Firearms Act, like machine guns. But a couple of things he hasn't talked about, and you can certainly understand why. One of which was the allegedly racist remarks he made about fellow agents in Detroit. And we found out about that when a lawsuit was filed against the ATF to a FOIA request to release his records and some EEOC complaints that were filed against him. Chipman has since acknowledged that a complaint was filed against him. But he hasn't said anything more about that. Stephen Kachowski at The Reload confirmed that through a number of agents that he talked to that, yes, in fact, he did make racist comments. He talked to one of the targets of those racist comments as well, who had some choice words for Mr. Chittenden. But then another thing came up this week, and it was reported by, of all outlets, our friends at CNN, who have no interest whatsoever in doing anything that would hurt the Biden administration or one of their nominees. Yet they reported on this anyway. Mr. Chittenden gave a talk to a law firm last year and had some things to say about the politics of most ATF agents and how his differs. He said that if you're authentic in this space, you are likely to disappoint a lot of people. And by authentic, what he meant was progressive. He said, I think we have to understand that law enforcement generally is a very conservative bunch, primarily white men. So the politics of the issue as it is sort of permeated. I don't believe my views are typical. He said, I think that, though, when I do connect with law enforcement, I think the progressive peers of mine are at a place where they understand that on the issue of gun violence, we need sticks, which is law enforcement. Some people need to be arrested, but we acknowledge, too, that we need carrots, that community violence intervention programs work, and that we need to do both. We need to give people options. This talk he gave to the Cadwalader law firm back in 2019 wasn't disclosed to the nominating, to the Senate Judiciary Committee for his nomination hearing, as apparently it should have been. And it was, that's enough news that CNN reported it. So it's just another knock on Chittenden and his lack of candor and honesty about who he is and what he wants to do. And you have to think that it's only a matter of time before President Puddinhead realizes that and withdraws the nomination. But we'll see.
Now, if he were made the head of the ATF, how much unilateral stuff can he do?
You can do a fair amount because the ATF, as a regulatory agency, has a lot of leeway in rulemaking. Now, they have to publish proposed rules. They have to go through the public comment period and they have to respond to them. So it's not always a quick process, but they make choices every day as to who they prosecute, who they don't prosecute, who they raid, like Palmer 80, you know, and all of a sudden decide somehow that a kit to build a handgun is the equivalent of a firearm just because all the parts are boxed in one package. There's a lot of mischief he can get up to, and no doubt would if he were leading the ATF. And as I'm sure your listeners will remember, he is currently still a paid lobbyist for the Giffords Gun Control Agency.
I guess he's probably still getting paid till the very last day. I don't know exactly how that works in government.
Well, I'm sure that if I were him, I certainly wouldn't quit my Giffords job until my my new job was confirmed, because there's a lot of doubt about that. He could find himself without a job, although I'm sure that they would be more than happy to hire him back if that something like that happened. But no, my understanding is he's still a Giffords employee, and before that he worked for Everytown under Michael Bloomberg, who's got no shortage of money to pay someone like him should he find himself without a job.
Yeah. Well, I guess I'd probably be waiting till my new direct deposit started before I'd give up the other job.
Yeah, I think I would play it safe that way, too.
Especially if I was Darren.
Darren.
I'm daring. I am actually daring Dan to actually use. He could have been the third Darren in Bewitched in some column about David Chittenden. He can quote me from it. I don't care. And if anybody gets out there and goes, so tacky, I'm going to be like, Do you laugh?
I don't think David Chipman's nomination is long for this world, but I'm not counting my chickens until they're all dead.
Well, I mean, and that's the only way to be nowadays because I'll tell you what. I don't think I got the election wrong as far as how much Trump was going to dominate. What I got wrong was I completely underestimated the power of the left to coordinate what they talked about in their Newsweek article. So that was a rude awakening for me about counting my chickens before they were hatched. So
yeah, I understand that. Yeah, that was a Newsweek or Time, whichever one it was. Yeah, it was. That was something a lot of people should read and understand. And it was pretty revealing that Time felt that they could reveal all that.
Mask off, mask off.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it was. Yeah,
they could take their masks off and just level with us because.
And
they how do they put it? It had to come out in its proper way. They were looking for the proper outcome of the election, I think is how they put it. So.
Yeah, and they got it.
I always thought it was a much more bourgeois sort of thing where you just, the one who got the most. And I guess, do you think asterisk Biden sits around going, you know, I got more votes than Barack and believes it?
You know, given his mental state these days, I'm not sure what he believes or thinks about. He's got, and given this past weekend's events, he's got bigger fish to fry.
Well, he's probably always looking for his next Matlock marathon. You hang on for me. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
America, do you want to win the spiritual war against the demons currently attacking our land? Step one comes from the Bible. Lay down the law by resting on the law. And do your resting on our pillowcases printed with His Ten Commandments. Find them at ProjectPillowTalk.com. Don't sleep on this message. Go to ProjectPillowTalk.com or call us at 877-289-7439. When you call, ask to receive another powerful spiritual weapon, free, a CD packed with the secrets of forgiveness using all the instruments of praise written in the Bible, free with your order of our Ten Commandment pillowcases from ProjectPillowTalk.com. Shipping is free too, so call or click 877-289-7439 or ProjectPillowTalk.com. Get your Ten Commandment pillowcases for only $29.95 per set and watch the darkness flee from the light.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Dan Zimmerman, the editor-in-chief from The Truth About Guns. And back to Darren Chipman there. A lot of the gun control organizations are getting upset that they did not get what they wanted with no questions asked, aren't they?
Yeah, they couldn't have been more thrilled when President Biden did the equivalent of President Trump nominating Wayne LaPierre to run the ATF. You can imagine what would have happened there. Instead, Biden chose a registered gun control lobbyist, someone who could not be more anti-gun or oppose Second Amendment rights more strenuously, to run the ATF. It's literally the worst nominee to head the ATF in history. And it was bad enough that organizations that had never gotten involved in these things in the past came out and opposed him, one of which was the National Shooting Sports Foundation. The NSSF, which, of course, is the gun manufacturing industry, or the gun industry's lobbying organization, had never opposed a nominee to run the ATF in its history since the ATF was created. They had either, I think, been silent or they had outright supported every nominee, including those by President Obama and, you know, Democrats in the past, because most of those presidents had picked at least arguably middle of the road people who, when applying the gun laws, the expectation was that they'd call balls and strikes and enforce the laws pretty much as written. There is no expectation of that if David Chipman is ever confirmed and runs the ATF. So that's why we have people like the NSSF and a lot of other gun rights organizations getting involved and putting on a full court press to defeat him. And the gun control industry is freaking out about that. They cannot believe all of the vitriol and the totally legitimate criticisms that have come out. And as a result, they're calling foul. They're saying, oh my gosh, this isn't about the nominee. This is about opposing any head of the ATF. They don't want gun rights. They don't want gun laws enforced. Chris Brown, president of Brady, came out, been on unleashed tweet storms. They said they've employed doctored memes, fostering death threats, fear mongering of gun grabbing, as if that isn't exactly what Chitman wants to do. And they rolled out Fred Gutenberg, whose daughter was killed at Parkland, to claim that this is all about the gun industry wanting to sell more guns, and they're opposing Chitman because they want to continue to sell guns. I said, this has been ugly, and it's not about the nominee. As someone who has to visit his daughter in the cemetery because of those tactics, I'm disgusted. Well, sorry, but America's gun-owning public, 100-plus million gun owners are disgusted, too, that the president would nominate a registered gun control lobbyist, someone who doesn't respect their rights at all, to run the nation's firearms regulatory agency.
Well, you know, here's my question about this guy, though. With all the stuff that's going on, they seem quite content just to leave him out there hanging, flapping in the wind, don't they?
Well, they have, and I'm not sure what it is. I don't know if this is down to strategy or a lack of ideas. Maybe they're letting him flap and attract and take flack because they think that's going to make it easier when they nominate someone who's marginally less controversial next time. Somebody who's still very much anti-gun rights, but is less annoying, nauseating, less public about it than Chitman has been. Or maybe it's just that they have no idea what to do. They actually thought that this guy was going to get nominated or confirmed. And they're not sure. Maybe they're out there looking for the next nominee. Although why that's a big deal, I'm not sure, because the ATF has operated with interim directors forever. But Biden wanted to make good on one of his campaign promises to one of his primary constituencies, which is the gun control industry. So he nominated one of their own to run the Firearms Regulatory Agency.
Now, as they leave him out there flapping in the wind and all this other stuff, and if he does come up with somebody moderately less, should the Senate not look at this guy, whoever's coming from Biden, given his overall record, looking at Biden right now? And I mean, I know about people like Lindsey Graham that get out there and say, well, I think if you've won the election, you should get whoever you want in your cabinet. All that being aside, should the Republicans ever willingly let any of these guys, much less the ATF guy, should they let him go? Should they let him confirm at this point, do you think?
You know, there are arguments for and against that. We live in a hyper-partisan atmosphere these days where there are people who absolutely believe that anybody Biden nominates is going to be a crazy progressive ideologue. In a lot of cases, that appears to be accurate. In some cases, it's probably less so. So I think that a lot of the Republicans have chosen to pick their battles and approve some of these people so they can at least plausibly say, look, we're not being obstructionist, although I don't know that that's necessarily a bad thing. But let's say, look, we're not being obstructionist just for the sake of it. When he gives us people who are qualified and reasonable, we'll confirm them. When he throws us a David Chitman or a Neera Tanden, it's not going to happen.
I don't know. I think if I was a politician today, I'd be a little less willing to get out there and say, who should we oppose and who should we not oppose, and are we being obstruction? If we elect a Republican, if we get out there and a bunch of guys run on gun rights, Bill of Rights, all this other stuff, and then they get out there and say, well, that's what we had to say to get here, but now that we're here, we got to do things different. Should we let them off of that?
No. And I think increasingly you're going to see those types of people face consequences for doing that. I think you're going to see more people primary. You're seeing it in Alaska right now with whoever is going up against Murkowski.
Oh.
Yeah, the polls are not going her way at all. I think you're going to see more and more of that happen in more places around the country.
I want to see Liz Cheney have to move to New York.
Oh, yeah. I mean, she has no prayer of ever being reelected in Wyoming. I was just up there for a week, a couple of weeks ago, and it's all anecdotal, but people I talked to said she's a dead woman walking electorally. She has no prayer whatsoever of being reelected.
She was out there blaming Pompeo and Trump for what's happening in Afghanistan today. She was out.
Yeah, she was trying to ease the blows on Biden by having Pompeo and Trump share the blame for the disaster that happened there this last weekend. It was just laughable. Wow. And look, all the presidents since Bush over the last 20 years can be criticized for what's gone on there, but the way this entire thing has been handled, whether you think they should be there or not, they were there. And if you're going to pull them out, there's a way to do it and there's a way not to do it. And Biden picked the way not to do it. And it's been an utter disaster.
Yeah, well, Biden, he hasn't got a clue. But listen, thank you very much for being as flexible as you were today.
My pleasure, sir. It's always good to talk to you.
Likewise. Coming up next, writer and podcaster Rob Morse. This is Lock and Load.
Frustrated by your lack of shooting accuracy? Mantis X can help. Mantis X is an electronic coaching system that analyzes your shooting mechanics, diagnoses your issues, and recommends improvements, all in real time. Attach the motion sensor to your gun, pair it with our free coaching app on your phone, and start shooting. Mantis X shows you what you're doing wrong. Use Mantis X three ways: live fire, dry fire, or airsoft. Shoot, analyze, improve. MantisX.com.
Excess Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Excess's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Excess has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase.
Get on target faster in any light with Excess Sights.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.